If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Everybody, it's your girl Miracle Sims, and you are listening to God, Sex, and Love. Your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is May the 3rd, 2022, and today the topic is Leave It There. I hope that you all had a great day yesterday. Mine was just fine. What all did I do? Well, me and Mama collaborated on some things, you know, so that's one thing. It was funny. I guess I've been calling her like when she's listening to the juice. So I'm like, oh, well, I'll call you back. And then she's like, oh, never mind. So, yeah. But anywho, shout out to Mom. Good morning, Mama. So, yeah, collaborated with her on some things. Worked with my niece. Shout out to her. Hopefully really soon she'll be doing some interviews and whatnot. I heard that her school is going to be supporting her book as well. I think they're having like a family literacy night sometime this week. And yeah, going to be supporting her book and whatnot. So shout out to my little niecey poo Bailey and everything like that. You know, super proud of her. Super smart little girl. I know my sister shared last week, I think her report card, it was all A's and B's. So, I mean, that is a blessing. Yeah, man. Hopefully she keeps that up throughout life. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. So, was working with her a little bit yesterday. Hustling from home. Y'all know all the little stuff I do. Communicating with Boomer. Communicating with Elizabeth. Also, shout out to Miss Michaela, because she let me know some good news. I guess looks like she's going to be working with Boomer as well at some point. So that's really cool that, you know, they call me the plug, y'all. They call me the plug, you know. yeah, so I'm just glad to be able to help people in that, you know. You know, and then it just kind of goes around, you know what I'm saying? She supports me. I've been able to share things with her. She can go to Boomer. Boomer's also, you know what I mean? It just goes all the way around. So that is a blessing to hear about more collaborations in the works. What else happened yesterday? I think that was pretty much it. I mean, I worked out, y'all. I pushed through and I worked out because I almost wasn't going to. I was like, let me go ahead and do it. You know, I'm about to go ahead and work out for the glory and honor of God. And I did. I went ahead and knocked it out last night. And so to God be the glory for that as well. All right. Well, I'm going to stop reflecting on you. Well, no, let me tell y'all one more thing. So during one of my social media scrolls and whatnot, I saw a post that it was like, take a photo of the first page in your book, and if people are interested in it, they can ask you what it is, X, Y, and Z. And I thought it was kind of cool, so I did it. I took the cultivation period, and I took a photo of the prologue. And, you know, yeah, I guess I read over the prologue, and then I ended up reading the epilogue and my thank you section and whatnot, and I was flipping through the book and whatnot, and I just was like, man, to God be the glory, man. This is... Again, I remember when that was just a notebook. You know what I'm saying? I remember when I finally typed it and I was like, okay, trying to figure out how to get it published all those years ago. And now I'm looking at, I haven't showed y'all yet on social media, but I have this like book rack or this book display because I have, you know, getting ready for this weekend's event, y'all. Y'all know already the event this weekend. And if you don't know, your girl's going to be at the Decatur Arts Festival with my show, Madam Miraculous and the Misty Laboratories. So, Yeah, so getting ready for that event, I bought a book display, and so I've been kind of, trying to set it up and see what it looks like and whatnot. And so I'm looking at this rack full of books, and I don't know, that was just a nice moment to reflect on yesterday. And had some like cool little moments with my little man as well. I think I told y'all, well, I can't remember if I did, but I was kind of thinking about like how I interact with my son, and I wanna, not try not to be so impatient with him and everything like that, even though I'm understanding that, my raising, right, me as a female apparently is quite different from the way he responds to certain stuff. Like, to me, I would have learned by now if I was him, different things. But it's like basically I've had to find myself being patient with him. And I at one point, this beautiful moment happened yesterday where I was like, NJ, do you remember when such and such or whatever? And at first he was like, I don't know if he remembered the moment that I was asking him about, but anyway, I just was like, well, mommy's sorry. I was just saying I apologize. And there's a phrase that Dario always says to him, when he says, "Don't be sorry." He'll say, "I'm sorry," and then Dario says, "Don't be sorry. Be careful." So one of his first responses was like, "Don't be sorry," and then I was like, "No, mommy wants to apologize, and let you know that I apologize for that." And he goes, "It's okay." And I'm like, 3 years old, man. Have to keep reminding myself he's just three. But yeah. And speaking of him, man, really cute videos that I sent to Mom Bomb of us practicing experiments, and they shared one of them yesterday. So that was another cute thing that happened yesterday as well. And if you want to go to Mom Bomb and purchase some things, make sure you use the coupon code Miracle Sims. You know what I'm saying? Anywho, all right, enough of that, right? Let's get into the juice. Leave it there. So basically, I was listening to the prayer meditation this morning, and at one point, it was like, basically take this time to just kind of lay down your burdens, X, Y, and Z. And as I did that mentally, and I guess even physically, and I don't know, I felt like I was in a milk bath. I know that sounds random and weird, obviously I was just laying on the bed or whatever, but I felt like I was in a milk bath. I had like let go of some stuff. I had put it down and whatnot. I was listening to the prayer meditation. And all of that was good. All of that was good. But what stood out to me the most was that after the prayer meditation, I didn't want to pick none of that stuff back up. I didn't want to pick it back up at all. I had put it down kind of like this. And then after prayer meditation, reflecting on everything and whatnot, I didn't even want to close my hands. I didn't want to pick it up at all. I just wanted to stay there. Stay in that milk bath. You know what I'm saying? So there was a few things that stood out to me. The milk bath thing did, obviously, enough for me to even share it with you now. Who knows? If I didn't start thinking about this next phrase, then I probably would have started looking up verses centered around milk bath. But anywho, that's how I felt. I felt like I was in a milk bath. Then, and then, like I said, I did not want to even close my hands. I didn't want to pick up whatever I had just put down. And so, yeah, the phrase "leave it there" came into my heart and mind. And so, that's where, this chit chat, that's the inspiration. That's the inspiration for that today. As I started looking up verses centered around "leave it there" and all that, I started to see verses, casting, telling me to cast my burdens down, all these different things. And I was looking up different verses to make sure that, I was getting real well-rounded verses and everything with different phrases like "leave it there," "cast your burdens." What else did I look up? I can't remember. I think it went away. But anywho, I looked up some other phrases as well, but I ended up focusing more so on the "leave it there" verses and the ones that came up regarding casting your burdens down and whatnot. And so here we go. Here are the verses that stood out to me this morning. Psalm 55 and 22 says, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved." Well, first, let me go ahead and just, you know, talk about the elephant in the room. Obviously, y'all might hear the emergency vehicles outside. I don't know. They're not like they riding by that away. Anyway, but yeah, cast your burdens on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. I mean, the whole verse is good, honestly. You know, it's telling us what to do. It's telling us what God's going to do. And then, and it makes a promise. It says he will never permit the righteous to be moved. I mean, we can all go deeper. We can go deeper about that. And, you know, I guess look into the context and details of what the verses around that was saying. But that's the first that stood out. And so I just decided to write it down this morning. The next one was 1 Peter 5 and 7. It says, "Casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you." And obviously in the go deeper section, there's, you know, another verse or two. Oh, no, maybe like, I wrote down 1 Peter 5, 6 through 7. So you'll see, I guess, more of that, you know, the surrounding verses regarding, surrounding this particular verse. But, yeah, it's like casting all of our anxieties, all our burdens, all those things, those heavy things, that tend to weigh us down. We can cast all those things on God and just allow him to hold those things. Because he cares for us. Because he cares for us, and, you know, also because he will sustain us in those moments, right, of weakness, of heaviness, whatever it is. So, just another thing telling us to cast our cares, our anxieties, our burdens. You know, leave it there. Leave it there, right? Matthew 11 and 28 says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Like I said, y'all, I just felt so at peace, you know, laying that stuff down again, like I was just laying in this milk bath and I did not want to pick it back up. And so, I mean, hey, I guess that's just that example of God giving us rest, right? Giving us peace of mind, giving us all the I guess, the fruits of the spirit in the midst of, you know, again, things that can be deemed as turmoil or, you know, well, anything that you could call an issue in life, right? He says he's going to give us rest. That's what the verse says. So I say again, try and see. Hopefully you feel as good as I did this morning, being like, yes. Psalm 62 and 8 says, "Trust in him at all times. O people, pour out your hearts before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah." So, yeah, I mean, I felt like that was a beautiful verse as well when I came across it this morning, telling us to trust in him at all times, you know, with all things. You know, I just added that "with all things" on there, but I'm just saying, I mean, you know, we talked about trust the other day. So again, I won't get too deep into all of that, but, you know, it says pour out our heart before him, you know, and letting us know that God is a refuge and everything like that. So, you know, friends, if you're listening to this morning, I hope that it encourages you and inspires you to leave it there, whatever it is, whatever's holding you down, weighing you down, that heavy burden, that anxiety, the heavy laden, anything that, you know, is too heavy for you, give it to God and just leave it there. And leave it there and see how, you know, how much, you know, how free you feel, you know, see if you feel as good as if you're laying in a milk bath. see what it does for you in your life. And that's the juice, y'all. That is the juice. Again, a couple of more verses in the go deeper section to peruse and let marinate on your heart, souls, and minds. But the Bible verse of today is, it is Isaiah 54 and 17. It says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love. You and I little some inspiration. Ooh. Your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys can go forth and have a wonderful day. And I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Hello, Charmers. Visit ttcboutique.com for the latest in fashion and accessories. Twice the Charm, the source of women clothing.